This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
You know, spiritually, as you grow older, listen to this, you've never heard this before, your vision should get better spiritually. Your physical eyesight may be deteriorating, and the prescription for your glasses may be getting stronger every time you go to the optometrist or the ophthalmologist, but your vision should be getting clearer and better. As you get closer to the Lord, you're able to see more. You know what you see in people? You can see needs that you never saw before. You meet somebody and you say, you know, I just had this sense that that woman is struggling with guilt. You meet with a guy and you say, I think he struggles with bitterness toward his dad. I just have this sense that he or she has this problem with anger. And you start to pick up things, not because you're telepathic. I'll tell you why it happens, because the Spirit of God is working in your life. That's why. You're not telepathic. You're not psychic. The Spirit of God reveals things, I believe, to our spirits about people. And it's not something mystical or magical. It just happens to be the way it is. Your eyesight improves spiritually the older you get. Many of you have heard me talk about Nofel State, and he's the man that I've quoted several times. He's the former air traffic controller at O'Hare Airport, going to church in Chicago, feels called to the ministry and gives up being the air traffic controller at O'Hare and goes into the ministry, becomes a Bible college professor, goes on to become a college president. And just a great, great writer and author. He writes about the time when he was a college president in Fullerton, California. He said, I'll never forget the first time I saw the man. He had just entered the room for our 101 class at our church in Fullerton. When I first saw him from behind, he said, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know whether he was a he or a she. The hair was long in the back and done in a ponytail. His name was Tim. I thought to myself at first, I wonder what kind of guy this guy is. He has a long beard and his hair is in a ponytail. He's not necessarily neatly dressed and he walks with a limp. But during the introductory time when each person told about himself, I began to see Tim totally differently. Tim, you see, had recently been a member of a very radical motorcycle gang in Southern California. One of his buddies had been in a serious motorcycle accident and was in the hospital dying. Tim was not a religious person, but he prayed to God, and this is really interesting. Listen to this. Tim prayed to God and said, God, if you'll let my buddy live, I'll consider the possibility of looking into Jesus. Nofel Staten says, notice the promise, just to consider the possibility. Well, his buddy lived. So Tim and his wife decided to start coming to the church where Nofel Staten was a teacher. One Sunday morning, he said, our minister finished the sermon and gave the invitation. And Tim got out of his seat and started walking down the aisle. And his wife grabbed him and said, what are you doing? What are you doing? Out loud, people heard it. And he said, I'm going down there to give my life to this Jesus this guy's talking about. I'm going to give my life to this Jesus this guy is talking about. Nofel Staten said within weeks, Tim had led two of the other motorcycle gang members to the Lord. Still maintained his ponytail and beard. That didn't change, but he was a new man inside. What happened to Tim? Tim got new eyes. Tim, in my opinion, got new eyes. He was able to see the sin in his life and his need for a Savior. And by the way, that's what it means to become a Christian. Two things. You see the sin in your life, and you see the only answer is Christ. That's it in a nutshell. You give me two lines to share with a person about what they need to do. Acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner and Christ is your Savior. And that's Christianity in a nutshell. More to it than that, but that's telling somebody the bottom line.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.